You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
I think I'm in the Word. You can check me out in the Word. That's, you're going to see, like I'm a bicameral. I'm a hybrid. I'm like a Moses and a Joshua. See, some people, they like to get in the scripture. Well, you must be Moses because you're 60. And then a young man is, he must be Joshua because he's 20. I'm Moses and Joshua. What I mean by that is I got a little leader up in me and some meekness, but I also got a sword. And I can lead them in the battle. Amen. Jesus was all of them.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Stages of Restoration. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Joel chapter 2, verses 25 through 26.
How many of you ever said, Lord, if I just, ooh, my God, if I knew what I know now? Ooh, if I had the knowledge I had now when I was 20? If I had the business acumen that I have now when I was 30? If I had the opportunities brought to me now, then that I have now, oh my God, what would I be? God said, you don't have to say that no more. I'm going to redeem it. I'm going to speed up your restoration and slow down time. What did I say? Speed up restoration and what? See, anything that moves at the speed of light warps time. This is a mathematical equation. If you're going at the speed of light, time loses its ability. See, God moves at the speed of light, right? Faster than the speed of light. So he's going to speed up your restoration like the speed of light. And you're going to slow down time and the two going to meet. And you're going to find redemption in the time. For all of you that's crying about what happened, God said, I'm going to fix that too. What you need to do is live in the here and the now. Say, now faith is. See, it doesn't matter what happened. If you get with God's plan, you don't have to pay for it. He redeems it. He pays for it and puts you in a proper stance. So let's look at several things. In Joel chapter 2 and verse 25, he says, I will restore to you the years, not the stuff. I will restore the years. It doesn't just mean that he's going to give you the restoration of all things. Like if you lost a car, you're going to get a new car. If you lost a man, you're going to get a new man. You can get that anyway. You can get a new man. They all around. That's what you want. There are women all around. What are you talking about? You always going to have that. You want the right person for you. And if you ever get the right person for you, you don't treat them crazy. God just don't want to restore things. He wants to restore, write it down, seasons. He said, I will restore the years. Well, 1 year has four seasons. So whatever winter stole from you, whatever spring didn't produce for you, whatever fall died on you, whatever sun was so hot you couldn't get with it, or it was too hot, you took it all off. God says, I'm going to restore the seasons of your life, and you will recover everything that I intended for you to have. Touch your neighbor and say, no more regrets. Right. restoration is going to eliminate regret. It's going to eliminate should've, could've, would've. Man, I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. Should've, could've, would've. We're not living there no more. What if I did this? Maybe he wouldn't have done that. Or what if I did this? Maybe she wouldn't have done that. No, no more should've, could've, would've. No more bargaining in grief. Restoration, which is redemption. I'm going to restore seasons. Write it down. Opportunities as well. Well, I preach a lot of times about sad memories of lost opportunities, but God says, I'm going to restore opportunities. A fresh opportunity is coming your way. And it will pay more than all of the previous opportunities. If you get this right, you won't even remember the lost opportunities. He's going to circle the caravan back around. That's right, girl. He's going to circle it back around. Listen to me very careful. The Bible says, hallelujah, in Psalm 126, you read it, 126, 127, the song or the song of ascent as they're coming back up into the homeland. Oh, my God, they start singing songs. And when God turned the captivity of Zion, it was as if that the things we went through was like a dream. This restoration of opportunities is going to eliminate regret. It's going to seem like what you went through. If everybody just get with God or get to Goshen, you're going to experience such a restoration that the opportunity, fresh opportunity, is going to yield such a benefit, you won't be looking over your shoulder at what you lost. I'm prophesying. Hallelujah. Happy days are here again. Happy days are coming back again. The spices and the caravans that you saw roll away are going to circle back around. Hallelujah. The sons of Jacob came home and said, you're not going to believe us, but your son Joseph in Egypt is now the governor. He said, what you talking about, Willis? What the heck you talking about? No, Dad, listen. Listen. The son that you lost, actually, we lied. The son that you lost is now the governor in Egypt. The entire land is under his authority. And the sun, the moon, and the stars must bow. Just like he dreamed. I want y'all to hear this. Jacob said, you're lying. You're liars. Liars. You're lying. It can't be. You showed me the coat that I gave him, and it was dipped in blood. Read the text. The Bible said, Jacob said, no. And all of a sudden, Joseph sent, he knew his father. He sent a caravan of camels and carts. And when Jacob looked up, the scripture says, when he saw the caravans filled with goods, it says he was revived. Glory to God. And God is going to allow you to see the caravans come over the hill. The things you thought you lost, hallelujah, you even believe the lie. You believe the lie. You believe the lie. God says, I'm going to cause that caravan to circle back again so you can be revived in your faith. Oh, my God. Somebody's about to see a surge in their faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not only is he going to restore seasons and lost opportunities, write it down, he's going to restore lost time. Or wasted years. You lost a lot of time. God says, I'm going to restore it. This is such a prophetic moment for our church and for the people of God, because the best time to sow was 20 years ago. But the second best time is right now. And God says, I'm going to restore your time. So in other words, the harvest that comes from this sowing will make up for the lost years. Let me just decree it. The soil is so pregnant and rich that you, as you're being, as the harvest is coming, the harvest is going to come as you're sowing. So as you move with God, you're going to start seeing things come up quickly. I think I'm in the Word. You can check me out in the Word. That you're going to see, like I'm a bicameral. I'm a hybrid. I'm like a Moses and a Joshua. See, some people, they like to get in the scripture. Well, you must be Moses because you're 60. And then a young man is, he must be Joshua because he's 20. I'm Moses and Joshua. What I mean by that is I got a little leader up in me and some meekness, but I also got a sword. And I can lead them in the battle. Amen. Jesus was all of them. He was Elijah and Elisha. Oh, my God. The son of David, the dove fluttered over David. He had the wisdom of Solomon. Hallelujah. He had the law like Moses. Glory to God. He had the leadership like Joshua. Blessed be his name. He preserved them like Joseph did in Egypt and rescued them. And I believe God can allow us to walk as a bicameral, as a two-partied, as a hybrid in the society that we are today. We can have some leadership like Moses and able to lead them in the wilderness, but we can also take them into the promise. Glory to God. You got to see yourself being relevant for the times. If you're alive, God can use you today. I know you never heard that before, but I'm not letting them put me in a box or in the grave too early. Lord, we bless Bishop. He was a good man. He preached every week. I don't want to hear that. Every week, I'm trying to come up with something new. I don't want anybody to put me in a box because I ain't no Jared Curl, Stacey Adams wearing Bishop, long Cadillacs. Oh, man, listen. We got too many young people in the church for me to be Stacey Adams who's sitting up there with a newspaper while I'm in the pulpit and on a throne and reading newspapers and looking around at my brothers and my sisters. That ain't happening with me. So if you're looking for that kind of preacher, that look like my granddaddy, you missed it. When I was 30 years old, people were coming to me, I want you to be my goddad, the goddaddy of my baby. I said, oh, no. I'm too young to be goddaddy. I'm not doing that. I was in Merritt Island, man, preaching, and this girl said, Bishop, this is your baby. I said, don't you say that. What you mean? She said, well, you bought her diapers. Didn't say that. I ain't got no babies. That's all that God daddy stuff. I'm no God daddy, no. Modern daddy. Yeah. Y'all understand? Okay, we got that. I know y'all say, man, I never heard these terms. You never lived in the black community. Man. He don't understand. Some stuff just comes with us, man. And all y'all want to be godparents, all they want is you to buy groceries and food and stuff like that for Christmas. You gonna be the one. You the one. I'm just telling you how it is, okay? You ever see kids selling cookies, like for school? How many of y'all buy cookies for the kids, right? Could you imagine having 57? Could you imagine 57 different ones asking you to? Imagine saying, okay, I'll get two, but the rest of y'all sit down. Or you say, I'm going to buy one from all of you. That's the position I'm in. That's what it's like to be me. What you say, I'm tired of these kids. They ain't mine. Well, can you imagine me saying that to yours? You're not worth it. I have to, listen, I got yours, and I give out the cookies, give them away. Because they don't have fathers at home. Y'all understand? Can you imagine me saying that? There was a young girl in the church. She's grown now. I said, you know what? Every time you read a book, I'm going to give your mother $5. That girl was reading books, soaking it up, man. I was like, she's breaking me, right? But she, listen, she was reading the books. She came to me, man, when she was 12. She said, Bishop, I think I'm worth more than five. I said, oh, God. Could you imagine me telling her, you're not worth more than five? I said, tell me more about it. It's a way to handle that, right? I said, well, we'll renegotiate. Wasn't my child. But I can see how people can hurt children. She would have taken it. You're not worth it. That's, oh, no. She was watching me. I could see it in her eyes. I said, you're worth more than five, but we need to renegotiate. I soon ended that program. I ended it. I helped her for at least 6 years, though. Six. I had to end the program. I'm almost through here, but I need to give you something else here in Joel chapter 2. Not only is he going to restore the years, he says, he names out four locusts, four kinds. First of all, the swarming, the crawling, the consuming, and the chewing. One with an S, three with C's. One with an S, three with C's. Swarming, crawling, consuming, and chewing. So if we had an actor up here, what would a swarm look like? If you had a picture of a swarm, it looked like millions that are flying around. A swarm of locusts that come in a cloud, land in an area, and when they lift off, there's no more vegetation. That's the swarm. The second kind is the crawling. They don't fly in. They're like worms. They come in, crawling in or walking in, which is a slower process. At night, you wouldn't see them. But during the day, they're very visible because they cover the land. But if you're a person of the night, you wouldn't see their migration. They will be moving while you're playing. Next thing you know, they've overcome you. Because they crawl in. It's a very slow, slow operation that's yielding devastation in your life long term or in your crops. And then we have the consuming. That is, they come in and in a matter of seconds, things are gone. Suddenly, sudden destruction, sudden movement. Sudden vacation of a job. Sudden, I'm done with you. Sudden hurt. I got a report from the doctor. And then you have the chewing. That means they enjoy it. Chewing on you. Like predator lending. Chewing on you, high interest rates. You don't care. You want the car anyway? Okay. It's going to be 23%. I don't care. I like the leather. We're going to give you a credit card, but it's 30% interest. I don't care. Really? Consuming you, consuming your resources. I don't believe in tithe. But your credit card believe in it. You're more faithful to that than anything God has ever asked you for. Or any type of vaping or smoke or fog or THC. You spend more in that than you've ever given to a church. It becomes your church. Right. Consuming your resources. You make more money than any of your parents did at your age. And you have less bills, but never any money. Chewing on you. Or any kind of virus that chews on your flesh. Chews on our community. Or systems in your community that chew. Like the music that is most pumped into our society today, it used to be locked in only the black communities of our society, but now it's invaded all cultures. Say hip-hop or heat or any of that. Very vulgar. It's very vulgar. And many of us don't have filters, so we don't know what our kids are dining on, but they have really, the music is bad. It's not just normal. But it was all decided on in boardrooms. We need to create a lower vibration for a subculture that will be prone to crime. Then we can pack out our jails and prioritize them where Starbucks invest in the jails. They're not investing in criminals, but they invest in the jails because they want slave labor. So we can only pay you 10 cents an hour, not minimum wage, 10 cents an hour to get you to work in fields for us so we can sell our coffee at $7 a cup. I'm just using it hypothetical, okay? I'm telling you what's happening. They're investing in prisons. And it's tied to the moguls that are over empires like the music industry, who decided to create music that would take our sons from the church. Want to put a person like Drake, that is powerful in his beard and in his movements, and he's a businessman, make him a multi-million dollar man or a billionaire, and everybody wants to be like him, but not even 1% will make it. He's bright-skinned coming out of Canada, and he's turning things around. He's got more sales than any other rapper, and he's able to take our young men who want to come to church, would rather listen to his music while they're watching pornography and while they're doing stuff they shouldn't do, and it creates a subculture. But you can't come to church because you don't like what I said. And we got this kind of stuff going on, man, in our communities. Well, Joel said, cry loud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Sound the alarm. God wants to restore. This is what's happening with people who are educated. They made a decision about your sons and your daughters. When they listen to the music, they'll commit crimes and we'll put them in jail. So you get mad, but don't get mad. Let's get glad and get a word so we can start thinking deeper. When I try to set up a system that's going to yield life, that's going to keep us from that graveyard out there. There's a graveyard on the other side of that wall. I can see it all the time. I want to keep you out of it. That's why I go hard for the money. Hard for it, honey. Because I'm trying to keep us out of that before time. These layers of devastation. Swarming, crawling, consuming, chewing, swarming. Crawling, consuming, chewing. One more time. Swarming, crawling, consuming, chewing. Layered devastation. You ever felt like, man, when it rains, it pours? Come on, 50 Cent. When it rains, it pours. Repeated attacks. Watch this. Generational loss. Think about that term generational loss. Many people in this room never received an inheritance from their father, but many people in America did. But many people in this room, I bet you less than 1% received any type of benefit from their biological father that was passed down to them. Think about what I'm saying. But many in America, outside of this community, got monies handed down. You don't have to worry about college. You don't have to worry about a home. You don't have to worry about this or that. I got you. Passed down to them. Many of us are first generational. For the first time, we're able to think about our grandkids with resources. I know it didn't happen for you. I know. You generated the wealth, but don't you forget your God. First generation of wealth. You've already forgot God. You've already said, I don't need church. I don't believe in that God stuff. Just as you get a little resources and you forget God. Just a little bit, man. You got a beautiful home. I don't need God anymore because I know me. No, we need God. And if I could sing, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Come on, Kathy. Every hour. Bless me now, my Savior. I've come to thee.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Stages of Restoration, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Registration is open for the Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class. Sign up today using the TR app, website, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer. Classes will begin soon, so reserve your spot now. The Discipleship Course is an incredible way to reinforce your spiritual foundation and deepen your walk with God. If you are ready to get rooted and built up in Christ, email your contact information to discipleship@truthrevealed.org. Sign up for the life-changing Driven Group today. Scan the QR code in the foyer to unlock your life's purpose. Email driven@truthrevealed.org for more information. New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.